Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are just as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They're milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, everyone. Welcome back to Call Waiting. It's me, your friend Robin Shaw. How are you? I am excited for today's episode. I do not know what to expect. On my Instagram and TikTok, I told you this week's topic, which was crazy, funny, ridiculous, drunk mishaps. And I left it that broad because when you're drunk, sometimes things happen and you just, you don't know what, where, why, how, or who. And so I will open up the lines and I can't wait to hear. I have my story. But first, I just want to say that I am going on tour this fall. Make sure you get your tickets at robinshaw.com. I'm going to be here in New York City. I'm going to be in Detroit, Atlanta, San Diego, Phoenix, Toronto, and Vancouver. And I'm sure I'm missing some. So head over to my website and get tickets. Also, to find out the week's topic, every week I announce it during the weekend on my Instagram or TikTok at Robin Shaw Comic. So if you want to know the topic so that you could call in, go follow me there. All right. So I was thinking about it. I've got a lot of drunk stories, but I thought this one I've not told anyone because this is so freaking embarrassing. And it happened relatively recently. It was probably, I don't know, maybe at the beginning of the year. I went out. I was very drunk. I come home. I go to sleep. Okay. You're like, Robin, that's not that bad. I wake up and I look at my phone and I see I have like $200 charges on my Apple Pay at like 1 a.m. And I look to say, what the hell did I buy? How did I spend $200? I don't remember, you know, and I don't black out. That's not my thing. I'm always, you know, I drink, but I never get to like blackout level. I'm like, what did I buy? I don't remember buying anything. Well, because I didn't actually buy things, ladies and gentlemen. I spent almost $200 on Postmates. Now, I don't know Postmates. If you don't know what that is, that's like a delivery service of food where you could order and Manhattan's open like 24/7. And I ordered from like six different places. But the thing is, I of course, I didn't remember because I went to sleep. So I opened up my door because my Postmates program to drop off the food at my front door. I ordered from like six different places. I had pizza. I had McDonald's. Like I had like groceries. I don't even remember. I'm assuming like from sometime from the bar home, I must have just ordered and then forgot and ordered something else and then forgot and ordered something else. And got home. So I woke up and there was all this cold food at my doorstep. I dropped so much money and I never told anyone because, you know, I understand texting an ex. I understand buying expensive shoes, but ordering from six different fast food places is not my best move. Anyway, I'm excited to hear your stories. We're going to open up the lines. Let's get security in here.
Hello, hello.
Now, security, you're not a big drinker.
No, I rarely drink.
Yeah, neither does mom or dad. Mom, dad, and security really don't drink at all. No. We have another brother who we call CIA, and me like to have a drink or two. Mm-hmm. So, for you, do you have any?
I can only think of one.
What?
I think it was you, me, and mom and dad. We had dinner right by my apartment once, and I had like two Malibu pineapples, which is like the only thing I drink.
Do you know how many people are rolling their eyes at you that that's the drink you got?
But I had two. I shouldn't have a half. You remember that?
I do. You were very giggly,
yes,
right?
Yes, exactly. Because I got drunk. And so,
but like, Malibu Barbie.
No, not Malibu Barbie.
This is humiliating
Malibu
for you.
Malibu
pineapple.
But I was Barbie. Giggling like Malibu Barbie. I was, because everything mom and dad were saying was just funny. And all I was thinking was, I'm drunk. I'm drunk.
No, I remember you kept saying that,
yeah,
too.
Yeah, and I was giggling because I was like, and I'm like, I need to get home. I should not be here. At all.
I don't know if you guys remember a couple of episodes we talked about how security got messed up his shoulder and got some edibles and ended up mm-hmm. taking too many and thought his legs were removed and like security's just, you're just very sensitive to.
Yeah, anything. I don't take NyQuil. I can't take NyQuil.
Malibu pineapple, that is. This is why you can't drink, because if you were on a date and you, if I was on a date with someone and they ordered Malibu pineapple.
Forget about getting drunk. It's what I ordered.
Yeah, that's the embarrassing. It's not how you acted. It's the order. All right, let's open up the lines.
Okay, Robin, we have Katie on the phone.
Hi, Katie.
Hey, Robin.
Thank you for coming on Call Waiting.
Of course, I'm excited to share a story.
Okay, great. So the topic is crazy drunk mishaps. So let's hear.
Okay, so I was dating this guy for a couple of months, and I'm from the middle of nowhere, just, you know, and he was from a big city, and he wanted to introduce me to his friends. So we decided to have a party, and I was there meeting all his friends, completely wasted. And they all, you know, are asking us how we met and all this stuff. And I said, oh, we're throwing this party together. We're actually engaged. I have no recollection. I've been dating this guy for like 2 months. The night ends. It's great. And then months later, his friends come and say, did you know that you told us that you and he were engaged? I was so embarrassed.
Wait, did he know that you told his friends that?
No. Apparently, when I drink, I'm a liar.
Well, thankfully, his friends didn't tell him.
I don't know why they didn't tell him. I don't know if they thought it would embarrass me or embarrass him. I don't know, but it was pretty hilarious. And I like the story. I tend to lie when I get drunk. And if that's me, they know it about me now, so I'm okay with it.
Do you still lie a lot when you get drunk?
I do. But it's innocent white lies. It's not anything big like this one.
Okay, so this lie was you lied to his friends that you were engaged with him when you guys just started dating. It was the first time meeting his friends. Are there any other lies you could think of you've told when you were drunk?
Well, recently, I was at a casino with some friends.
You're like, this call. Look, I'm drunk right now. None of this happened.
Maybe I shouldn't use my name. I told them that I won. I think I just misunderstood them, but I told them that I won at some game I was playing at the casino, and I did not win.
Okay, so they're just like little white lies.
Yeah, just little ones, not important. But this one turned out to be good.
Because you ended up marrying him?
Yes, now we, 12 years later, have 2 kids, and I think I was just manifesting.
You know what? That's what it is. So from now on, I should just lie, when I meet people, just lie and tell other people that we're getting engaged?
Just call it manifesting.
Manifest, not lying. It's manifesting. Yeah. It's manifesting. I like it. All right, Katie, thank you so much for sharing.
Thank you so much.
Wait, that's what I'm doing from now on. It's not lying. It's manifesting.
You're just finding an excuse to get drunk.
No. So from now on, I'm going to tell people I'm a millionaire. I'm not lying. I'm manifesting.
Okay.
I'm a size 4 jeans. You're doing a good job.
There it is.
All right, we'll do the next call.
Okay. Okay, Robin, we have Abigail on the line.
Hi, Abigail.
Hey, oh my gosh, I feel like I'm dreaming.
Me too. That's both of us. Wait, and so where are you from?
I'm from England.
Oh, that's so exciting. Oh,
thank you. I can't wait for you to come over here. You keep posting about your tours, and I'm like...
I keep telling, like, my agents, I was like, please send me to, I'm like, London. I know we have fans in London.
Yes.
And now I can say, it may just be Abigail that shows up, but we have one fan in London.
I am converting all of my friends to you. Don't worry. We will all turn up.
Okay, excellent. All right, so today's topic is crazy, drunk, ridiculous stories. So what do you have for us?
I feel like this is probably just going to make me sound crazy. But basically, a few years ago, a friend and I took a trip to Amsterdam. We stayed in a nice hotel that was quite central, and it was easy to walk everywhere. And on the first night, we went to a coffee shop that was kind of nearby. Coffee shops are what they call, like, their weed shops.
Oh, okay. So it's not a coffee shop.
No. It's not a coffee shop. we both like smoked before, so we weren't like completely naive, but we were kind of young and it was just the two of us. Anyway, we go to like the bar area and we buy like a pre-rolled joint. And as we're standing there, this guy comes up to us and starts being like kind of pushy, kind of trying to get us to leave and go to the club next door, which we didn't realize was a strip club. And he's okay. like trying to hand us these flyers and everything. And anyway, he was just being a bit weird. Somehow we managed to get away from him and we go and sit down. And we sit down. They have like these long, like picnic benches. So my friend sits one side and I sit the other side. And we start smoking the joint. And this is probably the highest we've ever been because it was like pure stuff. So in my right. head, we were like chatting away, but we had definitely probably sat there completely spaced out.
Been there.
And then this guy comes and sits next to me and he's just quite quiet to begin with. And he starts like rolling his own joint. And then after a little while, he starts like chatting to us and trying to make conversation. And normally I'm like quite, I don't know, reserved slash like skeptical of people in this kind of situation. But for some reason, I mean, I say some reason, I was feeling it, you know? And yeah. Then he was like, oh, you don't want to be smoking that stuff. That stuff's crap. You want to be smoking this? He was like, do you want to try it? And I was like, yeah, sure. He goes to put it in my mouth. And my friend just leans over the table and bats his hand away. And she was like, we're leaving now. I was like, oh, okay. So then as I get up to go, the first guy that was trying to get us into the club next door, he comes and he blocks my path. And I can't get out because to my left is the guy that was just trying to put the joint in my mouth. To the right is another table. And this guy stood right in front of me. And again, he starts being really pushy, trying to get us into the club next door. And then he starts talking to the guy that was sat down on the table next to us. And it all just gets like really kind of uneasy, like, how do you two know each other? Why are you blocking my path? Somehow I managed to get out of there. And we leg it back to the hotel. And we walk into the hotel and I'm looking at the people behind the reception desk and I'm like, they're looking at us. They're looking at us, Amy. Like, they know. We get up to our hotel room and I'm like, they're coming for us. They've told the guys at the reception desk, they've told those guys in the club where we are. Our dads are going to get that phone call. My dad's not Liam Neeson. We can't do this. And for some reason, I then like get it in my head that we need to like hide our passports. Because to me, that's like the most important thing, you know? They're like, if they take our passports, we can't get home. We're trafficked. That's it, you know? So anyway, long story short, I end up like putting a chair against the door and sleeping with the passports under my pillow.
So the moral of the story is I need to take a trip to Amsterdam.
Yeah, absolutely. After that, we found like quite a nice like English pub that we just, you know, hung out in the rest of the time.
Yeah. Oh my, that's the thing about like weed is like you just don't know.
Right?
Like if it's, yeah, it's like you're either just gonna giggle or you're gonna be hiding your passports running from two guys that may or may not have existed. I'm still listening to your story. I was waiting for you to be like, and there was no men. They were a figment of my imagination.
I swear they were. I don't know that the hotel was working with them. That might have been in my head. But you know, I live to tell the tale, at least.
And thank goodness, because oh, what a tale. Very appreciative. As the host of Call Waiting, I'm very thankful that you live to tell the tale. That is nuts. All right. Well, I'm glad it has a happy ending of life. And I'm glad your dad didn't have to go on a hunt for you. My dad's the same way. If I was ever kidnapped, God forbid, and they called my dad would be like, take her. Like, I'm useless. I'm a CPA. What do you want from me?
Save
like, I have
me
no
some
skills.
Money.
Yeah. My dad's like, I barely know how to wire money to an account. He'll be like, can I write you a check? Can I meet you somewhere? Can I take out some cash? Like, he's useless. So, all right, Abigail, I'm going to see you in London one day.
Yes, please.
Me, you, and your friends will then take a train to Amsterdam.
Can't wait. Can't wait.
All right, have a good day.
Thank you. Bye.
All right, bye. You know. What?
Oh, but I'm just picturing Dad like Liam Neeson. I have a certain set of skills. I can use a calculator.
That's not how he talks.
I know, but
that's more Mom.
Yeah,
Mom would go, I got a calculator. Dad would be like, take her. Dad doesn't talk enough in full sentence. He goes, what do you want? Coleridge, call security. He'll handle it.
Exactly.
Okay. Wait, can I tell you one story about smoking? Well, actually, I had eight brownies that had weed in it.
Eight?
Yeah, you could eat brownies.
No, but you had eight of them?
No, I ate them.
Oh, you had eight?
I had eight brownies. There was no weed. I was just hungry. Okay, but anyway, I digested a couple, maybe two pot brownies. I was at our parents' beach club, okay?
Okay.
And I was with my friend Jen.
Yes.
And then we go to the cabana and we're both so high. But Mom, Dad, none of their friends know we're high. And then mom goes, you know, Edie and Barbara, I keep mixing Edie and Barbara up. And I'm like, well, yeah, their name both starts with the same letter.
What?
Everyone just looked at me. And then I was like, what? And then later Jen was like, you said Edie and Barbara start with the same letter. So anyway, okay. not the same as this girl Abigail's story, but all right, should we take another call?
Let's take another call.
And this episode's making me feel drunk.
I do too.
We should do a disclaimer. I feel like we probably could have done this up front.
Okay.
Drugs and drinking are fun. I'm kidding. Be responsible. Don't overdo anything, and always, you know, take care of yourself and be safe and healthy.
Otherwise, you'll imagine two guys.
Otherwise, call in. We want to hear your story. All right, let's take another call.
Okay, Robin, we have Melissa on the phone.
Hi, Melissa.
Hi, Robin.
Welcome to Call Waiting.
Thank you.
So today's episode is wild, drunken craziness. So paint us a picture.
So I'm from Ontario, Canada, and my boyfriend's in Miami. So him and I and eight other people, we planned a trip to go to New Orleans. It would have been our second time going. The first time was short-lived. The second time was like 6 days. So we went for a long weekend. And for me, back then, flying out from my city is expensive because I live north of Toronto, where you're going in October. So I had to take a bus down. So the bus was like 5.5 hours. And I got to the airport at like 10 o'clock. By the time I got to the airport, it was almost 11 o'clock. So I'm waiting at the airport for my flight at 6 a.m. I end up getting a notification at 1 a.m. from American Airlines telling me that my flight's canceled. And I'm like, how? How am I getting there then? So I have to wait in line at the American Airlines check-in till 3 a.m. to see what the hell they're going to do. They end up putting me on a flight. Instead of going to Dallas, I'm going to Charlotte, North Carolina, then to New Orleans. Now, keep in mind, I haven't eaten more than twice in 24 hours.
I can't relate. I've never done that.
Yeah, I'm good. Oh, my God.
Already that seems outrageous.
Yeah, like you're already like, oh, my God, what the frick happened? Okay. And I think you've been to New Orleans, right? It's far to get downtown to like Bourbon Street and everything. So it felt like forever. So we end up going out later on in the night at like 7 o'clock to, Tropical Isles on Bourbon Street. By the time we get there, we start drinking those hand grenades, those long green bottles that have the hand grenades in it. It's got the vodka, the rum, the gin, the melon liquor. I looked that up too. So I was like, what's in that again? So I had three of those. I don't even know how fast I drank them because it's like juice. You're drinking juice.
Right.
Like, oh my God, I'm having a sippy cup. This is great. And then my friend, Jessica, was like, hey, here's a $20 bill. Go get some shots. And I'm like, uh-oh. So what ended up happening is after those three drinks and the shots, I was done. I had started to go into a drunken stupor. I was like, I'm over this. Holy crap, what's happening? I need to go to the restroom. But then the smart idea I had in my head was to save a bottle of water for later because I'm a drunk. No, stupid me decides to open it and not close it. And I spilled it all over my passport, all over my wallet, all over my phone.
Oh, God.
So we leave because they realize Mel's drunk. Let's go somewhere and get her some food and try to sober her up. Let's try to figure this out. So this is the funny part. I don't know if you've seen this place in New Orleans. There's this piece of joint that has a huge penis-looking sculpture right outside.
Okay.
And we started taking photos of it and hugging it and everything, and I was like, oh, my God, I'm done. And I sat down trying to eat the pizza, and I dropped it. I was like, oh, No, I need that. I need to sober up. Oh, my God. And the last thing I remember was I took a picture of this man dressed up as Homer Simpson on a yellow garbage can.
This is the most, I have to tell you, this is the most random span of time I've ever heard. You know, I think this is a great PSA to everyone. Don't go to New Orleans. Only crazy happens. I gotta cut you off because we have to take more calls, but this was absolutely insane.
Thank you so much for the call. I appreciate it.
All right, bye. Yeah, see, that's the thing is, some of these nights when it's just like an out of control, it's just one thing after the next.
Now I understand how she started with, I had to have notes.
Yeah.
Because it was, you had to have notes,
you know,
for that.
When someone's calling in with notes, I'm going to get lost.
Yeah.
Like, as she was talking, I'm like, first off, as soon as she said she only had two meals a day that day,
mm-hmm.
I was like, the travesty. Like, we can hang up now. This call's already a disaster. All right, let's do another call.
Okay, Robin, we have Cindy on the line.
Hi, Cindy.
Robin, how are you, sweetheart?
I am good. I'm so excited to talk to you.
I'm excited to talk to you. I was very excited to talk to security, too. That really surprised me.
Well, you're one of the first to be happy about it. No kidding.
One big happy family.
That's us. All right. So what is your drunk crazy mishap?
Well, I've had quite a few, but I think this is my most memorable one. I went on a high school trip to Italy. I was maybe 15, 16, no experience with alcohol at all whatsoever. And I ended up getting drunk in the hotel, wandered my way back to a room I was sharing with four girlfriends. Four single beds in an old-fashioned hotel in Florence. And in the middle of the night, I woke up, and one of the girls my roommate said, what are you doing? And I said, I'm going to the bathroom. And she said, the bathroom's not there. And I realized, that I was peeing in one of my friend's suitcases.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
Did her suitcase have stuff in it?
Yes, she did.
Oh, no.
It was awful. It was absolutely awful.
Oh, no.
You can imagine.
Oh, no. I'm covering my face. This is so...
A flannel nightgown washed in the sink. Window as a board. And God bless her. I mean, she ended up growing up to be a social worker, so she already had a lot of empathy. But she was so understanding. You have no idea how lovely she was about it. I think her parents never wanted to see me again because she probably went home and told them the whole thing. But it was.
And her parents would not have been wrong.
No, they would not have been wrong. They would not have been wrong.
I would have taken the parents' side.
Can you imagine in the middle of the night knowing your sheets to the wind, I think that's the expression, and realizing that you're peeing somewhere in the bathroom and thinking, oh, shit, what do I do now? That was horrible.
Once you peed in a friend's suitcase, there's really no turning back. I think that's it. Move schools. If there's any children watching it, just leave. Just drop out. All right. Thank you so much for calling. This is a great story. Great for us listeners. Sad for you and the girl who had the suitcase.
Yep. Good friends. That's all. Okay, honey. I love watching your success. Keep it going.
Thank you so much. All right. Take care.
Bye-bye.
So I'm outing this person, but when I was living, no, I wasn't living with Hercules at the time, but Hercules called me and he got really drunk. And this is when he was living with his roommate. Mm-hmm. And he told me he got so drunk, he went to go pee in the bathroom, and the next morning his friend was like what the hell, you know, and Hercules was like, what? He goes, you peed in my laundry basket. So it's like this one, like, it happens sometimes. You pee in places that you think are the toilet and aren't.
I've never done this either.
No. I'm just trying to help Cindy feel better.
Oh my goodness.
All right, let's do one more call.
Okay, Robin, we have Amanda on the line.
Hey, Amanda.
Hi, Robin. How are you?
I'm good. How are you doing?
I'm doing well. Trying not to melt down here in Texas.
Ooh, isn't it like 150?
It's 100. Yes, that's what it feels like. Feels like 160. Yeah.
All right, tell us your story.
Okay, this is a story about my drunken embarrassment, right?
Yes.
Okay, so I hope everyone can relate to this because I feel like we all have that one alcohol that just you didn't realize it, but then all of a sudden it changes your personality completely. I was at a bar in my local college town way back in the day, and I decided instead of vodka and tequila, which are my go-tos, that I would go hardcore on whiskey, and that is definitely my alcohol that changes my personality. I guess had been recently on a big Dark Knight kick, like the one with Heath Ledger for the Joker.
Uh-huh.
And yeah, this guy at the end of the night, nobody really else was in the bar, he was kind of just being weird to my bartender, my local bartender named TJ. And I didn't like it, and something inside me, mostly the whiskey, decided I was going to fish hook his mouth with my finger. So I put my finger inside of his mouth and hooked it, and I pulled back the corners of his mouth very slowly as I said, "Why so serious?" And it was in that moment that not only the nice, sweet person that I am was terrified that I just turned into the Joker on whiskey, but also the germaphobe in me was like, did you just stick your hand inside a stranger's mouth? And I did.
I actually think it's worse for him because he had a stranger put their hands in his mouth. And
I violated a human. Also, the thing is, he was, I guess, also on whiskey because he was so inebriated at that point that he just kind of turned aside and looked at me like, are you Heath Ledger? It was a very weird moment we shared. And then the best part of it all was my bartender, who was like my college town casual bartender, was like, yeah, so I think maybe whiskey's not for you. And I was like, yeah, I'm thinking the same thing too. And I still to this day wonder if I washed my hands good enough. You know, that's just like, It's that one bar that is like, you know, kind of the hole in the wall, like smells of deep regret and maybe like people's dignity lying around on the floor. So the fact that I had my hand in a stranger's mouth is just very much the cherry on top of that.
So, yes.
So people watch out for whiskey.
Watch out for whiskey. I think whiskey's is a lot of people's Dark Knight. moment. No, really, so you're, I don't think you're alone.
Okay.
Yeah, I don't think you're alone.
Hopefully, yeah. I know some people get fun on like tequila or vodka. I'm dark nighted for sure. That's it.
You're yeah. I love it. Yeah. All right. Thank you so much for coming on and sharing this story.
Yes. Thanks, Robin. Y'all have a wonderful day, everybody.
I know I've shared this story before, but I went on a first date to Dark Knight.
Yes.
And I fell asleep in like the first 10 minutes. And then my date woke me. He's like, Robin, you fell asleep. And I was like, oh, it's okay. Enjoy the movie. And I like turned over and went back to sleep. And it's like such an intense movie. I still haven't seen it, but I've heard that it's like, and I slept through the entire thing. on a first date.
And you weren't drunk.
No, I was completely sober.
Just tired.
I can't be in a dark room. If you put me in a dark room, I'm going to sleep. All right, guys. Thank you, everyone who called in. If you want to know the topic every week, I announce it on my Instagram and TikTok at Robin Shaw Comics. Make sure you're following me there because I love talking to you guys. All right, security.
Yes.
What is our end segment for today?
Well, Robin, I don't know if you are aware, but today, August 31st, is National Eat Outside Day.
Okay, so security just outed. We do not record these live.
No, it is
August. Wait, is this when this airs?
Yes.
Oh, as security just said, we record this live.
I did my research.
Oh my gosh. Okay, so wait, today is August 31st?
Yes, today is August 31st.
Okay, and what's August 31st?
It's National Eat Outside Day.
Oh, okay.
You didn't know that, did you?
No.
So what I decided to do was find six facts about food, some weird, interesting facts.
Yeah.
Three of them are real, three of them are not. Okay. You have to figure out which one is which.
Okay.
All right, so the first one, carrots were originally purple. Not orange.
False.
True.
Wait, true, like that's true or I'm correct?
No, true as in they originally carrots.
I don't need the facts behind it. Let's go to the next one.
Okay. Okay, the next one. Taco Bell.
Wait, what does this have to do with National Eat Out Day?
Because National Eat Outside Day, so these are fat food.
Oh, carrots are from outside.
Oh, they're food.
Yeah, okay. Oh my gosh. Okay, yeah, give me the second fact.
Okay. Marshmallows were originally designed by NASA.
Marshmallows definitely were not made outside.
No, but they're food.
Oh my god. Okay, yeah, what's the go?
They were originally designed to be used as shock absorbing for NASA for the spacesuits originally.
False.
Very good. It was false. Okay. I made that up. All right.
This is the dumbest.
Okay, here's an outside food. This is an outside food, okay?
I don't care, but let's go.
Corn. Oh.
What?
Corn always has an even number of rows.
Rows?
Rows, like, you know,
oh,
the rows.
Okay. True.
It is true.
Okay.
No matter what corn you find,
yeah.
Like corn on the cob always has 14 to 20.
Fascinating. Okay. Go on.
Honey never spoils. There is a three.
True.
Very true. Yes.
You know how I know?
How did you know?
Because there's honey in my cabinet from like 7 years ago and I'm still eating it.
I was saying from 3,000 years ago they have, okay. But that works. Okay.
How many more of these do we have to go through?
Just like two more.
Okay.
Okay. Sausages, apparently, if they're heated at a specific temperature, can actually make music.
False.
That is, I made that
Wait,
up.
So your game is just making up things about food?
No, but there are some, like,
okay, please tell me this is the last one.
This is the last one, okay? All right. Taco Bell actually sent burritos into space, so right now there's a bag of burritos that is actually orbiting Earth.
I'm going to say that's true.
It is false. I made that up.
Wait, so you gave me one true fact about corn and everything else?
No, just,
so we didn't teach anyone anything?
You don't know. They learned about carrots were purple, honey never spoils, and corn has even amount of rows.
You remember in the beginning of the episode I said we're going to manifest that you're doing a good job? It didn't work out. No, I'm kidding. That was really good. Right, that was really good.
I'm going to go get drunk.
And giggle. with your Malibu pineapple. All right, guys, thank you everyone who called in today. Thank you, security, for that amazing game that we just played. Make sure you follow me at Robin Shaw Comic, and if you want to come see me live, go to my website, robinshaw.com. All right, guys, I'll see you. We have another call. Call Waiting is produced by Sean Kilby and Jorge Morales Picot. Editing by Basilio Perez and Jorge Morales Picot. Guest booking by Ali Freelander. Be sure to follow me at Robin Shaw Comic on Instagram and TikTok to find out our next topic and learn when to call each week. And give me a ring at 720-72-ROBIN. That's 720-727-6296.
Betches.